Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I'm going to do a boo. What is it today? It's the same day as it was before, the 29th of March 2013. And this is my audio blog and whatever. It's my audio boo. Yeah, I wanted to do a boo especially for my friend Scissor G here on Audio Boo. Because he played a record on his radio show on Mint FM on Tuesday night. Late Night Loaf is the record show, the radio show, and he played this record on his turntable, and to much to both of our surprise, I've got the same record, and so I thought I'd play it on my turntable, and we'll see whether it sounds any different. So I'm just going to get it now. So it's this one here. Excuse the sound of my chair creaking. Yeah, it's by One Too Many, and it's called Downtown. And this is a one-hit wonder. So it was number one in Norway. They're from Norway, these people. It was number one in Norway in 1988. I'm just going to pull it out of the sleeve. It's a 12-inch single. So I think, and then in 1989, it was kind of re-released and relaunched, and it just snuck in to the top 40 in America on A&M Records, but it didn't quite make it into the top 40 in the UK. It got to 43 or something in the chart, so it didn't do too well, but I've got this record. It's a 12-inch record. It's there's a red label on both sides. Side A, Downtown, One Too Many, mixed by Adam Mosley. And then on side B, we've got Downtown Instrumental and Welcome to My City. But they both say published 1988. Okay, 1988, it says there on the sleeve. It says 1988, A&M Records. No, published 1988, copyright 1989. So yeah, it was relaunched, and I think that's where that must be why I heard it. It must have been because it was being pushed. So in 1989, I would listen to Jeff Young's Big Beat on Radio 1. And that's probably where I heard this, so they probably pushed it on there. Right, so I'm just going to clean the record off with my brush. So I probably haven't played this record for probably 20 years. But it's still black and round and got grooves on it and things, so should be right. I hope it is 45 RPM, otherwise it was going to sound a bit stupid. But it's bound to be. So it failed to chart in the UK, and the band had already split up by that point. So that was the end of One Too Many. So I'll try and play it for you now. The needle was going to go perfectly well on there, but for some reason I touched it. So there we are. That's Downtown by One Too Many. Right, let me just pick the record up before it goes into the gutter and gets all annoying. So yeah, there we go. That was not sure. I'm not sure. I might have had the volume level up a bit too high on the mixer, so I'll have to have a listen to how it sounds on the recording on the computer, whether actually I needed to turn the sound down a bit for it to not be clipped. So I'll have a listen to that in a minute once I finish recording. But oh, there it goes. It still plays all right, doesn't it? So what do I think? So sound wise, sort of a bit tinny, I think. But I don't know, maybe that's just the way things were in the '80s. A bit tinny. I suppose it was, meant to be just pop. And the guy who what was he called? Dag Colesrud, who was the keyboard player and producer, and seemed to be featuring very heavily in the band. He went off to be keyboard player for A-ha. Just a sort of that kind of quintessential late 80s pop sound, I guess, wasn't it, really? So yeah, anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that that little piece of music, and so thanks very much for listening. Take care, and speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.